So where do we go from here? Step number one, decide today, before you turn off this tape, are you going to live by this philosophy in your life or not? Will this philosophy, in fact, do everything I've been harping about? Will it, in fact, produce the quality of life you want? Will it produce the ever-increasing quality of life that you really are committed to? If it is, decide once and for all, this is how you're going to live, and you're going to do whatever it takes to make it your lifestyle. Step two, if you've made that decision, take this word, this logo that I've enclosed, and put it where you'll see it on a regular basis as a trigger, as a reminder. Adopt the language. Talk to the people around you about your commitment to living Kanai, to living a life of constant and never-ending improvement. Step three, what I want you to do is pull out your journal and take 5 minutes and just write down what are some things you're no longer willing to settle for in your life. What are some standards that you've allowed yourself to drift down to that are going to change? And what are your new standards? Step four, over the next 30 days, truly live by this philosophy. Look at this card in front of you. Think about what it means to constantly and never-endingly improve each area of your life. And simply make a list in your journal of the little things you can do in each of the five primary areas of your life. What could you do each day to improve just a little bit in your emotional mastery? What's a very tiny, gradual enhancement you could make of your physical vitality? Maybe it's taking more of those deep breaths that we talk about. Maybe it's the way you move. Maybe it's the way you sit up. Maybe it's the way you use your face. You know, changing your facial expressions will change your emotional patterns. What could you do on a very simple and gradual level to increase the quality of your relationship? Maybe it's just stopping and instead of having a kiss where you just kiss that person for a split second, you kiss just a moment longer. That little tiny improvement could make a major improvement in the quality of your relationship. Or maybe it's when you see the bellman, instead of just handing the tip, you just make eye contact an extra moment and say, hey, thanks a lot. Each of these little improvements each day will dramatically increase the quality of your relationships. What could you do financially? A little tiny thing. Most people never get started in a financial plan because it seems too big to them. It's like they don't know where to start. What could you do tomorrow? Could you pick up a book? What could you do to improve your knowledge or your skill? What's one thing you could do to improve your investment slightly? A little improvement each day. Maybe the improvement is actually saving something. What a concept. So that you have something to invest. What could you do to improve the quality of how you enjoy the time of your life? As you make these small little improvements each day, these tiny improvements, you'll start to develop momentum. You'll get more and more passionate about this philosophy until pretty soon you'll be a Kanai warrior. You'll be talking about the Kanai of this and the Kanai of that. In fact, my children often say, can I do this? And I say, yes, if you commit to Kanai. If you commit to constant, never-ending improvement, there's no doubt you can do anything in your life. 30 days of commitment to this principle hook you for a lifetime. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention to you what the book summary was. It's called You Are the Message by Roger Ailes and John Krauschauer. This book will review for you some of the finest strategies that Roger Ailes used in helping Ronald Reagan and also George Bush. But most importantly, it'll show you how you can communicate more effectively to anyone, whether it be your children or in business. And lastly, I should say this. There are three questions that I ask myself at the end of the day. They help me to stay on track with my commitment to Kanai. And they are, number one, what did I learn today? And it can be something very little. And if you haven't learned anything, it's time to go do something quick, even if it's late at night. Second, what have I improved? Or what have I contributed? Either one of those, in order to contribute, I think you have to improve. And again, it could be a tiny improvement. Your attention span, your touch, your focus, the way you used your physiology, the way you said thank you, the way you looked into someone's eyes. And thirdly, what have I enjoyed? Because if there's anything we want to improve in our lives, it's our ability to enjoy each and every day. We don't want to get hooked in the situation in our lives where we start taking things for granted, or we always need things to be bigger for us to be able to appreciate them. Maybe what we need to do is learn how to enjoy the adventure of a smile. Maybe we need to learn how to enjoy just being with the people we care about. If each day you improve your capacity to enjoy your life, then you'll live a life that other people will want to model. Your experience of life will be legendary. Don't we deserve each day to constantly improve the quality of our lives? I think you know the answer, and I hope you demonstrate it in your life. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your continual improvements, and remember to live with